side, if everyone could please remain seated just for a few minutes for a short ceremony we have. First of all, congratulations, girls. How about that game? I would like to welcome everyone to the 2012 Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame ceremony. This is a great night in Panther Athletics when we take pride in honoring the greats of our past so we can inspire the athletes of the present and the future. This organization and ceremony is funded entirely by donations from Panther fans like yourself, so thank you for everything you've done to keep this going. This is the 8th annual induction ceremony, and there is certainly a lot to be proud of. After tonight, we will have inducted 35 athletes into our Hall of Fame, and it's an illustrious 35. This group boasts 13 state champions, 22 first-team All-State athletes, 4 high school All-Americans, 6 Drake Relays champions, 5 NCAA All-Americans, 3 athletes who have qualified for the U.S. Olympic trials, a Heisman Trophy finalist, and an Olympian. Let's hear it for the Panthers. Now, without further ado, let's look at this year's inductees. Our first honoree is certainly one of the most decorated wrestlers in our school's history. Joe Glissman made an immediate impact on the Panther program. Joe claimed conference and sectional championships during his sophomore, junior, and senior seasons. He reached the podium at the state meet with a fourth place finish as a sophomore, then again with the bronze medal performance as a junior. In 1998, his senior season, he posted a record of 43-1 and reached the pinnacle when he became Knoxville's first state champion, winning the 112-pound title. That season, Glissman also led the team to their first ever state duel appearance. He was a 3-time Iowa Games champion, twice won the cadet freestyle Tate title. Following his senior season, he competed in the high school nationals, where he earned high school All-American status with a 6th-place finish. After high school, Joe continued his career at Iowa Central Community College, where he was a national qualifier. He currently lives in Knoxville with his wife, Melissa, and their 2 children. He works at 3M and follows his favorite teams and, of course, Knoxville Wrestling. Help me in welcoming to the Hall of Fame from the class of 1998, state champion Joe Glissman. Our next inductee was a jack of all trades during his days as a Panther. Dave Capitani did it all during his years at Knoxville. In the fall, he captained and quarterbacked the football team to a 7-2 record. Described as a coach on the field, Capitani set a school record for passing efficiency, completing over 57% of his passes during that season. He was twice a unanimous first-team all-conference selection. He also found success on the wrestling mat, winning conference titles in both his junior and senior seasons. In 1978, he was one of a trio from Knoxville to be our school's first ever state qualifiers in wrestling, where he finished 7th. He came back the following year and made the podium with a 5th-place finish in Des Moines. In the summertime, Dave led the baseball team and was named first team all conference, first team all district, and named to the all state team following his senior season, capping off a terrific high school career in 3 sports. Dave is a longtime teacher and coach in the Northwood Kinzett School District, where he has coached track and he's led the Viking football team to 12 state playoff appearances. He and his wife Trudy have a son Spencer, a freshman at Wartburg, and a daughter Chandler, who's a sophomore in high school. Let's welcome to the Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame from the class of 1979, Dave Capitani. Our next inductee was a multi-sport standout for Knoxville in the late 1940s, which was truly a golden era in Panther athletics. He needs little introduction in Knoxville, where as a lifelong resident, he's had a hand in more civic projects, boards, and activities than we have time to list. Bob Edwards competed in football, basketball, and track while in school, and he found success in all three. In the fall, he quarterbacked and led the football team to the conference title in 1946, their fifth consecutive championship season. What brings him here today, however, is the success he found on the track. Small and fast, Bob competed in sprints for the team, as well as the pole vault. He cemented his spot in the Hall of Fame when he won the state championship in the pole vault at the 1947 indoor state track meet. That spring, he also led the track team to their fifth consecutive conference title. Bob and his wife Doris are lifelong residents of Knoxville. He worked 35 years in the telephone industry until retirement and has been a fixture in Knoxville organizations ever since. He served on the school board, city council, Little League and Babe Ruth baseball boards, just to name a few. Let's welcome to the Athletic Hall of Fame from 1949, Bob Edwards. And now our final group of the night. Cross country has been a highlight of Knoxville athletics for a very long time. Despite dropping the sport for over 20 years during the 50s and 60s, the Panthers have qualified for the state meet 21 times, won two state titles, and finished runner-up another four times. But among all the great teams that have worn the Panther singlet, the 1980 squad set the gold standard. In 1980, the cross-country team was certainly one of the most dominating and talented teams Knoxville's fielded in any sport. They cruised through the regular season undefeated before claiming the conference meet, district title, and ultimately Knoxville's second state title in the sport. They finished that season with a perfect 93-0 record. Seniors T.K. Wignall and Rick Kasser paced the Panthers with all-state performances, finishing fourth and eighth, respectively. Stacy Washington, Mike Ritter, Kevin Goodwin, and Scott Laird rounded out the lineup. The depth and talent of that squad was displayed further when, despite graduating three of the top four runners, they returned to state the very next year and finished runner-up. Here are the members of that team. To begin with, Coach Greg Stoltz. Greg was honored as the state coach of the year for that 1980 season, which was one of 13 teams he guided to the state cross-country meet. He is currently retired and living with wife Nancy in Oakland, California. Mike Ritter. Following high school, Mike ran 4 years of cross-country and track for the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota. He's a biologist with the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife. He was unable to make it back tonight, so his brother John is accepting on his behalf. Kevin Goodwin. A junior on the 1980 team, Kevin was a three-year letterman in cross-country and served as co-captain the following year when the Panthers were state runner-up. He lives in Knoxville with his wife, Kathy, and has worked at 3M for the past 27 years. Scott Laird. Scott was named the outstanding athlete in the class of 1982, earning all-conference honors in baseball and cross-country. He continued his running career at Mid-American Nazarene University, where he was twice named MVP of their cross-country team. Stacy Washington. A junior in 1980, Stacy was a talented runner, earning all-state honors the following year as a senior. He was a member of the school record-setting 4x800-meter relay, a record that stood for over 30 years. Stacy was taken from us too early, passing away at the age of 30. Accepting on his behalf tonight are his mother Mary and brother James. Rick Castor. Rick finished eighth in the state race, earning all state honors himself, and he acted as captain for the team. He attended the University of Iowa, receiving a degree in broadcasting and film production, and currently lives in Iowa City with his wife, Diane. And the final member of the team, TK Wignall. TK led the team with a fourth-place finish, earning all state honors. He won multiple medals in his career at the state track meet, as well as the Drake Relays. He went on to have a successful track and cross-country career at Iowa State University. He's already in our Hall of Fame as an individual. His life, too, was cut short in an accident as he was finishing his college degree. Here to accept on his behalf tonight are his younger brothers, Dan and David. All right, one final round for the 2012 induction class. We thank you very much for your attention on this. The athletes and inductees will be out in the hall if you'd like to take a few minutes to speak with them. Thank you very much.